This is Tip TV Finance and meet Jenny Hammond and Zach Mir. So Zach, I want to start with the first lost decade since the 1860s, which Mark Carney said in Liverpool today. What do you make of that?
Well, as he's responsible for it with his zero interest rate policy, I like the way that he's trying to, I don't know, like repackage the whole, his mistakes of the last 8 years.
Well, that's what people say, incompetence, you create a panic or create a crisis so you can save the world.
Well, he's going to have a lot of difficulty doing that. But I think, well, the problem is that he's not going to be the person to get us out of this mess because he's probably not going to last long enough to do it. It's going to take years to get interest rates back to the right level and to get wages back to what they used to be. I mean, the whole problem with that ZERP thing is that it had so many unintended consequences with the deflation that we had, wages down as well. The whole political situation totally changing as well. The anti-establishment thing was also from that. I'm glad it's happened because it gets rid of all these irritating people.
So you don't agree with his comments on monetary policy being like the cure to a patient?
Well, he's saying that it wasn't his fault, basically.
Well, of course, he's not going to say it is he?
He could say, I'm very sorry. I'll try and do better in future. I'll resign, which would be the right thing to do. He should have resigned with Osborne, really. But unfortunately, I was never in favour of his appointment in the first place because I thought it was jobs for the boys. Mm. I have never been in favour of him for the last 3 years. I haven't been in favour of him for the last 3 years. So, therefore, you need to ask somebody else to put in a good word for Mr. Carney.
Strong opinions. Let's move to the slides. So, most popular in business and finance. Amazon, working on several grocery store formats, could open more than 2,000 locations. Amazon.com income fell Monday. Its first small format grocery store, Amazon Go, one of the least three brick and mortar formats the online retail giant is exploring as it makes a play for the area of shopping that remains stubbornly in store. And that's according to the Wall Street Journal. Do you think this is going to be a big success? They have 1% of the market so far when it comes to food.
Sounds like a shoplifter's charter that you go in there. There's no staff. You just, you know, you pick up your packet of, you know, like ham and cheese sandwiches and you scan it and you go out and you're already let out maybe once you've, they made sure you paid or something like that, but it's all monitored and...
Well, it's all the new technology, yes. But do you think all the cash assistants are going to go on strike because they'll be out of jobs because they won't be doing it anymore?
I think, well, it will be a great loss to some people's career structure, but I think that is the way forward, and probably only Amazon are the people to do that, so they are the leaders in the field.
So Philip Hammond and David Davis pledge a smooth and orderly Brexit transition. Both Philip Hammond and David Davis have said there will be a smooth and orderly transition post-Brexit, which is due to take place by March 2019. The UK Chancellor and Brexit Minister promised the same in a meeting with high-profile financial services chiefs on Monday, and that's International Business Times.
I think that's it's a good reassuring thing to say, but we still haven't actually finished with the Supreme Court situation, so until that comes through, we don't really know anything.
Well, hasn't that come out today already, and haven't they said that...
Their deliberations are not, I think, final. It won't be due until after Christmas. Mm. So we don't actually know. They could actually just say, we don't care about the referendum. It's all got to go through, you know, the House of Lords, Parliament, this, that and everything else. And it could be 2029, not 2019, as far as we know. We're assuming, but we don't know.
But the more of the noise in the media is whether Theresa May should be saying what her plan is for Brexit. And, of course, everybody's saying, well, of course not, because, you know, a poker player doesn't show his cards to the other side, does he? So what?
That is correct, but unfortunately we don't have a plan either.
So let's move on to the next slide. Commentary. OK, Renzi on hold until budget passed. Italian President Sergio Mattarella has asked, or told, PM Renzi to stay on until the upper house passes 2017's government budget. Overwhelmingly supported by the lower house, the move is seen as helping to create a smooth transition to a new caretaker government until 2018's parliamentary elections. So in other words, little will be done and there is likely to be little enthusiasm for recapitalising the failing banks, with bad debts estimated at €350 billion. This puts into perspective Qatar's potential key €1 billion investment in Monte di Paschi di Siena, which is now looking less likely. Meanwhile, UniCredit is trying to offload all sorts of things, including Fund Pioneer, Poste Italiane, Ameriprise and its Polish operations.
Everything must go. But I think the two points there, really, which are a note, one that, well, the, actually three, probably. One is that, you know, the Italians, they have, they get, you know, there's hardly anybody in Italy who's not been prime minister, so they get, the, I think there's been 64 or something like that since the Second World War, so it's not really a big deal, prime ministers coming and going. Second point there, 350 billion euros, not a lot of money in the scheme of things these days. And the third point there, probably Qatar. You know, they just want, I think they, it's not really so much trying to make money out of their investments, they just like strategic positions. So the fact that things are going pear-shaped doesn't really put them off. I think they just want to have, you know, European or EU assets. So I think, you know, Qatar could still be in the picture.
Next slide. So the economic calendar, so as you mentioned, the UK Supreme Court hears government parliament Brexit appeal and the Eurozone gross domestic product. And then over to the US, you've got the trade balance, unit labour costs and factory orders.
I did like this. I did actually watch a lot of the Supreme Court hearing yesterday, and I could see that there's a bunch of people who are totally in touch with the everyday person. They go shopping at Sainsbury's or Morrison's and stuff like that every day, and I'm sure they even know that we had a referendum last year, or this year, rather.
OK, next slide. So we're looking at the weekly chart, strong rebound from 100 MA, likely as dollar weakness could boost gold prices.
Yeah, I like this actually. I was looking at the daily chart of gold itself, and that does look as though we've got some support coming towards 1150. It's not really, it wasn't an intuitive level, but it looks as though that has come in twice. Rand gold has been the best proxy to the gold, you know, to gold going up and going down, as you can see from the recent past. So I think this is a decent trade, and if nothing else, you know, risk reward at these levels. Hopefully, you know, we've come back so far that the objective of £60 might be just the initial target, not the final target there.
Okay, so let's move on. So sentiment in the markets, what are you looking at there, Zach?
Well, the only thing that puts me off buying gold is that the retail clients, they've been highly biased in favour of it all the way down from 1350 to nearly 1150 now, so $200 down, and still very, very keen. Presumably one day they'll be right. The other points to note there really are dollar-yen, which hasn't really fallen, but fallen off its highs towards 115, but they are going, the traders here going more bearish of it. And interesting also, they are still quite bearish of euro sterling, even though it has gone back down to the key 120 level or 83.3 pence. So I'm a bit surprised at that, but that's the rundown.
Okay, next slide. So broker recommendations, I see Vodafone's in there, and of course Vodafone, we're always talking about, hasn't had a good run of it.
Absolutely miserable. I think they probably do better. I suppose, you know, the news about the second-hand mobile phones, there's probably more money in mobile phones than there is in actual providing the communications or providing the data. You know, I think there's a price war in that area, and that's just, you know, I think it's, you know, it's so cheap now to make calls, and there are all these packages. You can see that Vodafone's just getting killed on that front unless we get, you know, 5G or something which is a special breakthrough in technology. So that doesn't look very happy there. The shares are already, I think, 190. The target of 225 is down from 260 at Barclays, and they're on the back foot there. So that's becoming embarrassing now. Bacanora Minerals, I was talking to you before. It was actually my stock of the year, which I'm probably one of the few people to remind people of a stock of the year when it goes, well, it hasn't actually gone that wrong, but it's roughly where it was at the beginning of the year. But there is a bubble in lithium, which is what Bacanora does. And until we're all driving electric cars in 5 or 10 years' time, I think that could be a bit of a tough run or a long-term play. Antofagasta is the Trump play. His infrastructure promise will hopefully continue to see Antofagasta rising. Moose and I had that as a buy today and a target of 800 pence on a technical basis.
Zach, thank you. Coming up next, proactive investor shares of the day.